It seemed to happen overnight. This time last year, Paris was suddenly full of electric scooters for rent, clogging walkways, grazing pedestrians as they zipped by, and drawing the ire of motorists.
Nobody was aware of the consequences of the scooters in Paris.
That's Arnaud Marion, the president of Smooth & Go, the company that operates Paris's famous public bicycle share system, Vélib. He says unlike the Vélib bikes, which have to be returned to specially designated docks, the scooters caused chaos on the sidewalks.
And people can leave them wherever they want. So from one day to the other, people had to manage in the footpaths with the scooters, which created difficulties for old people, for disabled people, for the moms with their children, etc.
Around a year ago, 12 rental companies dumped about 20,000 electric scooters on the already crowded streets of Paris. But in June, the mayor, Anne Hidalgo, decided it was time to end the anarchy, as she called it. New rules limit the speed of the scooters and prohibit riding and parking on the sidewalks. Half the rental companies have since pulled out, and scooter users now have to fight with motorcycle and car owners for limited parking spaces. The mayor of Marseille says he's following the Paris mayor's lead, and the French transport minister said she's planning national legislation. People are also concerned about the number of accidents. Earlier this year, a pianist for the Paris Opera was bowled over by a scooter, fracturing her arm. And in June, a 25-year-old man riding a scooter in car traffic was killed in a collision with a truck. Parisian Léa Marc wants the scooters off the streets until there's even more regulation.
Actually, I've seen like maybe three accidents with scooters and cars. The scooter drive very fast and it's now dangerous for the pedestrians.
But Jackie Kaelis, a Canadian who lives in Paris, is a big fan of the trottinettes, as they're called in French.
I am. I really love them, yeah.
She uses the scooters twice a day because they're faster than the subway.
Like a metro ride would take 25 minutes, whereas sometimes a trottinette will be like a 7-minute ride. You can just pick one up and then drop it off.
You can be fined 135 euros for riding on the sidewalk. But Kaelis says the ubiquitous construction around Paris means she has to do it sometimes.
But when I do, I go really, really slow. I do get yelled at sometimes by people, but I mean, it's just all kind of a little part of it.
Supporters of the scooters say they will help reduce Paris traffic and cut pollution, both goals of Mayor Hidalgo. Micaela Rene uses a bicycle to get around Paris, but she does not have a problem with the scooters.
Personnellement, moi qui me déplace en deux roues, les trottinettes me gênent moins que les voitures, effectivement.
In a city where the streets can be hostile towards cyclists, Rene says cars are a bigger problem and that they pollute more.
Il y a une grosse polémique effectivement sur les trottinettes.
And she thinks the controversy around the electric scooters is perhaps a bit exaggerated. Mayor Hidalgo wants to make Paris a carless city. And though she's cracking down on electric scooters, they could be an important vehicle to make that happen. Jake Saganero, DW, Paris.